Well, first of all, welcome to Spain on behalf of Metal Symphony, my web team, and hope everything is fine.
As good. Record now?
Yeah, it's good. It's just complicated, but it's good. I hope the trip was fine. I heard you have some problems with the fog and everything, but.
Well, we had 1 hour delay, but that was not the problem. That was just, you know, the last missing link, the last missing piece to what I had been through. So, no, we had last night problems with the storm when we came from Czech Republic. So I just went home to the computer, you know, then went to bed, slept for 45 minutes and went back to the airport and again to here. But that's okay. It could be worse. I could be shot.
Yeah, it's one way, yeah. I guess you're thrilled with the results of Avantasia, not with all the EPs you've been selling, and they're really on the top of the charts, at least in Nuclear Blast, they're like being really big stuff right now. Is everything as good as you expected, or even better?
I don't know exactly what we expected. I could have hoped for top 10, but it was not that we could really expect it. Mm-hmm. This is the best case scenario, and it's good because there's a good effect to it. It's, you know, the stores, the retailers, now they know that the topic is pretty hot, as they call it, and that's why they will order a lot of albums. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't mean that we will sell the albums. You know, they can go back and be retaken, but still they are in the stores, and that's good, you know, because these days it's pretty hard to get a lot of albums, big amounts of albums into the stores. And I could not know exactly what to expect, as Avantasia, the last one had been 5 years ago or something. So this is, I think, the best that we could have all hoped for. What happened? You never know. We didn't know what to expect.
All this success of all the Avantasia albums is in partly due to the great musicians that play with you, or like maybe for one song, for example. And this last one, you've got Alice Cooper, you've got Eric Singer, Catley. How hard is it to get all these really big artists together to play your music? How important is that? How, like, complicated is it for you to make these decisions and then make them work? Have you sometimes had like problems like, this guy doesn't work, I want him here but he doesn't work, and stuff like that?
I think it's not so difficult to with those people that I have in the record, it was not difficult at all. It was basically friends, or the few people that I had not known before. There's just one that I had not known before, which is Alice Cooper. He was asked by Eric Singer, who's the drummer for Alice Cooper as well. So it was not a very long way. It was just one question of Eric. Alice did not have time. 4 weeks later, he did have time. And so that's why he did it. It was not that easy. You know, it's in general, of course, it's a lot of work to schedule everything, you know. And for example, Brian May, I wanted to have Brian May, but he couldn't do it because of his schedule. He just said, oh no, it doesn't fit in my schedule. Of course, yeah, it happens, you know, but then you have to accept it and not let it go to your nerves. That's what I did when I did the first Avantasia album. Everything was a big problem and I was not that experienced. That's why I said I'm never going to do it again. But, you know, now I think I'm a little more relaxed and have a little more self-confidence. And so you just hope that you know, things will work out the way you want them to. And if they don't, if there's problems, well, then you got to find another way to do things.
Probably one of the most surprising guests you've had for your Avantasia CDs is Michael Kiske, because he's always been, like, lately, he's been very against rock and metal. What is your magic trick to make him sing rock?
It doesn't really take a magic trick. It's just, I think we have respect for each other. And I think he has been misinterpreted a lot of times as well. Of course, it's not his favorite music anymore, and he dislikes a lot of facts about heavy metal, especially the intolerance of people while they are preaching how tolerant they are. Some people. It's not, you know, I don't think it's the majority of the metal fans, the majority of metal fans that is that intolerant. Otherwise, I wouldn't feel that comfortable in that scene. And the other thing is he doesn't like the satanic aspects about it, you know, which I think is, I have never met so many as satanic aspects, and, you know, none of my friends is, you know, into that stuff. So, but he never had any problem with me or the music. He just agreed on doing it. And he's a nice guy. He just doesn't want to do that as the main thing, but he hasn't got problems in singing guest jobs.
Mm-hmm. Another new aspect of your Avantasia 3 is that you've changed, like, not only your hair and everything. Everybody's talking about that, especially in Germany. They're making a really big fuss about the change of the music style. It's a little bit less power metal, and you've got more symphonic aspects, a bit more rock. Is that mainly due to your new guests you didn't have last time, or is it new emphasis?
I take the bashing. I'm responsible. No, it's like I don't think about those things. It's a natural development. I just was so naive that I thought that it would be good if I was honest. That's why I recorded honestly what I thought was right, what I still think is right. And some people have a hard time accepting that I like what I'm doing. and you know, it's I think it's good for heavy metal and whatever you call it. I don't make a difference between power metal, speed metal, heavy metal, hard rock, you know. 20 years ago it was the same thing as well. They all played Monsters of Rock. You know, be it Bon Jovi, be it Wars, be it Halloween or Iron Maiden or David Lee Roth or Kiss. You know? So to me it's all the music that I love. It's guitar driven music, it's heavy music, it's powerful music. It's powerful music, and for me it was not such a big deal to just, you know, dare to make it a little. I don't think it's softer, you know. For example, a song like Twisted Mind is pretty heavy, I think. It's one of the heaviest tracks I've done for Avantasia.
Yeah.
And I just, it's more variety. And of course, as soon as people hear a song like Lost in Space, which I have to admit it's a softer song, it's probably one of the two poppiest songs on the album. Still, you know, if you play it to a pop fan, he will say, oh, that's hard rock or metal. So it's just, but you know, people heard that song and now they are afraid that I'm becoming a pop act and selling out, and I don't understand what the fuck they are talking about. And the image thing was not an image thing, it was just I was cutting my hair. And if somebody thinks you have to have long hair
to be heavy,
then this is a racist piece of shit.
This is what Michael talks about, Michael Kiske. Everybody has to have long hair.
Yeah, but that's racist shit. What else? What is next? Everybody has to be white, and everybody has to be, you know, it's just like, do we all have to wear a uniform? Like we in Germany had to do, or not we, but, you know, people in Germany had to do 65 years ago. That's racist shit, you know. Everybody can come to our shows, long-haired guys, short-haired guys, you know. I think Rob Halford is much more metal than Thomas Anders from Modern Talking was in the 80s. Rob Halford doesn't have hair. Thomas Anders had long hair. I still think Rob Halford is cooler than Thomas Anders ever was. You know?
Well, if in my personal opinion, I like Avantasia 3 better than the last two ones. As you say, there's more variety. And there's more like what people call, you don't distinguish it as you just said, but people call more hard rock themes. Last year, for example, you played with Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. You were opening their shows and everything. First of all, how was that experience? And second, what is what people call hard rock for you, like as your influence? Because everybody knows you started off listening to AC/DC and stuff like that. And before you didn't have any Halloween until 1980-something. So lots of people in Spain and in Germany a lot criticize all the roots of what they're listening to. So what is it for you? Like, is there a general message you want to send out?
No, I just want to say that this is not the Olympics. We don't have to fight each other. This is, I mean, I see it's such a serious fighting each other, which pisses me off, because there's more important things in life than arguing if something is too heavy or not heavy enough, or, you know, it's music. It's designed to make us happy, you know, and if it's not to your taste, don't make it a bigger thing than it is. You know, there's people starving every day and people getting killed every day and nobody cares, and all people have to do is being on message boards and posting how important it is to say that, you know, Toby is the biggest asshole in the world because his new record has two songs that are a bit too soft. Why doesn't he take the 2 hours that he spends for posting things, you know, why doesn't he work, earn some money, and donate it for poor people in those 2 hours?
They could.
So to me, hard rock is, you know, to me it was all one thing. As I said, you know, Monsters of Rock, you know, there was Van Halen. Van Halen recorded in 78, I think, the first Van Halen album.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. So
that was, to me, the roots of hard rock. That's it sounds like a horde of elephants, you know, running over you. It's so heavy, it's so into your face. It kicks so much ass. Now, if you play that today to some 16-year-old kid, not to some 16-year-old kid, I won't... To a special kind of 16-year-old kid that wants to define heavy metal, they will say, oh, that's poser crap, that's rock, that's not even metal. And I say, what the fuck, these guys have invented heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And to me, I just, it's live and let live. And I think without bands like Dio and Black Sabbath, there wouldn't have been, you know, bands like Halloween. For example, Judas Priest, it's the role model, the perfect role model of heavy metal. They had songs like United, Breaking the Law, Running, no, what is the, You've Got Another Thing Coming. That's
kind of soft.
Why is, you know, that's, they combined hard rock and heavy metal as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's all and I love this kind of music, I love heavy metal, but people have to understand that sometimes it's cool to embrace your roots and go big back in time.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, just explore the roots of our music as well. And I feel, you know, honestly, I think Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet is much more exciting than some of the power metal records that are released nowadays, that are just repeating the same melody and the same riff and the same song structure for the 78th time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've heard my opinion on the new CD. We've heard the assholes on message boards' opinion on your new CD. Can you tell us, in your opinion, the main difference between the Scarecrow and your two Avantasias that came before it?
I think it's you can definitely hear it's the same guy writing those songs, as I love the first albums, Reach Out for the Light. Shelter from the Rain is the brother of Reach Out for the Light, I think. You know, I think I just, basically the songs on those first albums, most of the songs I really love a lot, but I think I'm 6 years older now, I'm more experienced to make it a little more mature sounding, you know, less kitsch. You know, I just think I just eliminated the aspects that make it kitsch, like for example the cheap keyboard arrangements. You know, they sounded so cheap, it was close to the last Manowar album.
Yeah.
Not that cheap, but they sounded cheap, my keyboards as well.
Yeah.
You can write that. It's
your opinion, yeah. My opinion.
No, I don't want to badmouth Manowar, but it's just, you know, the keyboard sounds were a bit weird,
yeah.
a bit funny. And
a bit bad. backdoor.
Yeah, and my keyboard sounded as bad. But that doesn't make the song bad, you know? So I just think we have better arrangements nowadays, and we dared to have a wider variety in style. I think that's the biggest difference. But I don't think, some people said, oh, you completely changed, and I think that's not true. If you will listen, people were afraid after the Lost in Space album, and I try to understand why, but if people will listen to the Scarecrow, I think a lot of the old fans will be very happy with songs like Shelter from the Rain,
yeah.
Another Angel Sorry. Down, a Devil in the Belfry, The Scarecrow, those songs. And I'm so proud because I'm quite sure people will love it, but I did not just copy the old album.
One of the most important news in the metal world this last year was Avantasia playing in Wacken in 2008 as headliners. And you're playing with Singer, you're playing with John Lande, you're playing with Somerville.
No, that's what was on Blabbermouth, I found out 2 days ago or something like that.
Yeah, that.
You know, it's not confirmed yet. I mean, it's confirmed that we play there, and I think
the
lineup is not. I mean, I'm talking to Jorn. I've talked to Eric, but Amanda was a bit fast, you know, posting that it's confirmed. It is not confirmed, but it looks good. Let's put it this way.
It looks good, definitely. Well, anyway, you're playing in Wacken, and how ambitious is this project going to get? I mean, are you just gonna play this one show, but there's rumors that you're gonna play like one show per country with Avantasia. True is that?
It's not that we're gonna. I said like we're gonna play at most one show per country, and we're gonna have a time frame of 2 months where we can theoretically play the big festivals. But it depends on if we you know, it depends on the promoters. We have to play in the dark because of the light show, and we just want to, you know, I don't want to make money, but I don't want to lose money, and it's very expensive to put that thing on the road with all the guests and, you know, with all the traveling and all the production. So if the organizers or the promoters of the festival see a chance, you know, to make it worthwhile for them, we will do it, but of course we have to get a certain budget.
So if the you get to do this. There would be songs of all three Avantasias, and what kind of the scenography, like stage placing and stuff, what do you take? What would it be like, what we could see if we go to see it?
Well, we're gonna play of all songs, definitely. Definitely, because, you know, I mean, the songs of the other two Avantasias have basically not been played, and I want to play Reach Out for the Light on stage. This is, you know, and maybe The Sign of the Cross and those songs, you know, I love those songs. So, but we're not gonna play a theater on stage. We're not gonna wear dresses and make Spinal Tap on stage, you know, and the Druid and the Viking and fighting each other, and then there comes the dwarf and the crocodile and the policeman.
I like to see the crocodile.
The crocodile and the policeman, you know,
yeah.
That's good. And the policeman bashing the crocodile, you know, with his Jack in the Box kind of thing. No, it's we just wanna play a mature, big show, but it shall have a big impression. It shall leave a big impression on people. We're gonna work with light effects, and we're at the moment thinking about multimedia screen effects, but we don't know yet. At this point, I cannot say anything for sure. But there's just a lot of ideas. We want to make it look big and epic, but we don't want to play. We are singers and not, you know, not actors. I mean, we want to play our instruments, but not, you know, play a theater.
Are you planning to publish a DVD with, or something like a live album with all this, because it's going to be a really big moment?
Well, I haven't actually thought about that yet. But I've been asked a couple of times now about the DVD thing. So we'll see. I haven't thought about it. If there is a company there and it would you know, if it would make sense, we will surely consider it.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a following chapter for Avantasia?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to do the Scarecrow part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because the story is not over yet.
Not
most
over.
Of the stuff is already recorded.
Yep.
It's just some lead vocals missing, lead guitars completely missing, backing vocals missing. But, you know, it will be finished after the next Edguy album.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be out with an Edguy album in 2009, so I think 2010 we're going to do the Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I don't have any plans for Avantasia. I'm not going to say I'm never going to do it again, but it can take another 10 years, it can take 7 years. Maybe I will never do it again, I don't know. I don't have plans. I cannot tell what I'm going to do in 5 years.
Okay, talking about Edguy. You just said you're preparing an album from 2009. Any more news on Edguy we can our readers can know about, like, if you're planning a tour after
the album? Of course we're going to do a tour, which is going to, I hope the tour is going to start in early 2009 after the album. That's always a good schedule for us, to release in January and then tour. But first of all, we have to make sure the album is going to be good. One song is completed. Writing-wise, not recording-wise, of course, but one song is the music is complete and arranged and demoed, and we're gonna start rehearsing in January,
mm-hmm.
slowly but surely to arrange new material, and then I think in summer, around the Avantasia shows, maybe right after the Avantasia shows, we will start recording.
Okay. And your following months from now, what are you planning? Because until your Avantasia shows, we really don't know what your schedule is.
I don't know either. I hope I'm gonna have vacation with my girlfriend.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, and that's okay. That's 3 months vacation with my girlfriend.
Okay. To finish off, imagine this would have never happened. You've never even listened to your first. If You Want Blood, You've Got It. You haven't done anything in the musical world. What would what would you be waking up for tomorrow to go to work?
I don't know. That's a hypothetical question. What if? But.
Vale, no hace falta jugar tan rápido, pero vale.
Yo ya acabo.
No.
What did he say?
We got a taxi waiting, but don't worry. It's way before its time.
Okay, so I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know, I would maybe be a journalist, that's, but you know, I could only be a journalist if I was, you know, into music, and therefore I should have listened to If You Want Blood as well. So apart from that, I think I would do pretty well as a professional football player, but that way I had to have more training.
If You Want, latest suggestion was porn star. that was Tony McAlpine, Senator of the United States Billy Sheehan, and film producer Virgil Donati. Those are the three last ones.
Okay, then I think I'm quite modest with.
Yeah, it's not it.
With a professional football player, you know, in Bayern Munich.
We're modest, yeah.
Well, this is the end of the interview. Thanks for everything. Hope everything goes great from now on, and hope to see you in Wacken.
Thank you very much.
I'll definitely go to see you in Wacken.
Me too.
yeah, you should.